Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Iron Brew Podcast. Brad Mell, Matt Blanchard and Matt Ellis. Well, it's finally happened, and this time it's for real. So Scunthorpe United no longer belongs to Peter Swan. We have sold it. We're in the hands of new ownership. And since that episode that we did where it had been announced that, you know, Ian Sharp and Simon Elliott had agreed to do a deal to buy the club, I think that was about, well, I think it must be nearly 2 months ago now. There's been a whole situation of events, hasn't it? So many sort of twists and turns and things you just wouldn't expect. Those two obviously recently pulled out. You know, we'd been linked to other people. I think most prominently, Alan Hardy. He seemed to be the favourite for a while. But then all of a sudden, you know, and quite quickly as well, a name that wasn't really, you know, floating around. We heard that Peter Swan was showing somebody around the club. Ilkeston Town put a statement out saying their chairman had resigned. And then it was announced before the game the other night that David Hilton has bought the club. So, yeah, whole situation here. What have you made of the last sort of 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, it's, as you say, it's, it seemed like it was never going to end, really. I think when Ian and Simon had sort of agreed prior to the due diligence, I think everyone was hoping that they could get it done at that stage. But at the end of the day, obviously, they decided that, you know, they were only able to pay a certain amount for it. It was only worth a certain amount. And, you know, that's completely up to them. You know, that's what they kind of went for. And I think they'd been back and forth numerous times trying to get a deal done. But unfortunately, you know, it wasn't to be. You know, I think they were trying for a considerable amount of time. Obviously, Ian put the money in for the wages. And, you know, without that, who knows what might have happened? Because, you know, if that money didn't go in at that time, would the wages have been paid? You know, who knows? So, you know, we were at a real crucial time, and obviously they stepped in and, you know, kept the club going for another month. Obviously, Nuttall, the sale of Nuttall, you know, helped that on a little bit further to where we are now. But yeah, I think obviously the fans were probably a little bit disappointed when they heard that Ian and Simon had pulled out. However, you know, things seemed to move pretty quickly last week. Hardy, you know, I was open to giving him a chance. You know, obviously he didn't go that well at Notts County towards the end of his time there. Notts County fans weren't, you know, particularly impressed with him. Obviously quite a lot of bad feedback. However, you know, at the time it looked as though he may be the only option left. But, you know, obviously Hilton's come through. And as you say, it seems to have got the deal done really quickly, in a matter of days, really, from meeting Swan down at Granford Park to then getting the deal done. So obviously, we don't really know a lot about him at the moment. We can only go really on what Ilkeston fans are saying. It's all positive, isn't it, at their end, saying he's done a lot for the club and he's kind of saved them, really, from where they were, pumped a lot of money in, invested in the facilities and things like that. And, you know, he comes with some really good reports. I think Carruthers as well, you know, he was, you know, saying he's a good guy. So at the moment, that's all we've got to go on. Obviously, we've not heard from him yet. Don't know what his plans are as such. I know we had the statement that came out before the game the other night, but ultimately we haven't had anything else, you know, plans and anything like that. And we don't really know the deal. We do know that obviously it's including everything, but we don't know how, if it's structured or anything like that. So it's going to be interesting when all that information is available. And yeah, just looking forward to see what he kind of has planned for the club, because obviously we're still in a very difficult position. I still think it's going to be very, very difficult to kind of get out of this relegation zone now, but it does give us a chance if we can get the HMRC bill paid and we're able to bring some players in. You know, we have got half a chance. I think, you know, the lads that are in the building at the moment, they're giving their all, they're trying the best. Nelson seems to have got them playing, and if we can just maybe bring a few players in to help them, then we've got a chance, but it's a slim chance, but it's a lot better than what we had sort of this time last week.
It sort of came out of nowhere, didn't it, really? And obviously it's a name that we hadn't seen previously. Obviously the kind of the Sharp and the Elliott thing was going on for what seemed like a century, really. And obviously that didn't work out. And as you said, Matt, the kind of money from Sharp that paid the wages, whether or not that basically kept the club alive, we don't know. But it is possible that that's the case. But at the same time, you know, it potentially lost £100,000 worth of investment when he obviously they expected to be able to buy the club. That's not the case. It'd be interesting to see if he'll be reimbursed in any way. I saw a tweet from Big Al, that we've been kind of calling him, saying that part of his plan, if he was to buy the club, was to reimburse Sharp that money in full. So it'd be interesting to see if there's kind of any kind of similar thing in there from Hilton. I mean, I doubt it, but we really don't know much about it, do we really? It happened so fast. In comparison to kind of the sort of like prolonged negotiations that kind of Elliott and Sharp were leading, which obviously didn't work out, and really I kind of get the feeling that they probably didn't have the level of cash that Swan wanted to change hands. Obviously Hilton's come in and he's obviously shown pretty much what Swan wanted, otherwise it wouldn't have happened as fast as it did. And he's obviously coming and got it done, really. And it's good that he's worked. I think that's quite good that he's worked so fast. It shows that he's able to work at speed, and he kind of understands the sort of time scale that the club's on in terms of survival in this league now. And he's come in and he said his first priority is to settle the winding up petition with HMRC so he can remove the transfer embargo and bring players in. Otherwise, we're going down. A good win at Halifax obviously kind of keeps us in touch with you know the teams outside the relegation places, and I think we've got a couple of games coming up at home, you know, that are very, very winnable. Obviously Bromley at home and Barnet at home, not going to be easy games, don't get me wrong, but they're still games that we could win. But again, we're still sort of lacking in support, you know. There's not much up front at the moment. Although Wilson had a good game against Halifax, he's a winger at the end of the day. So, you know, I don't know. It's difficult. I mean, if we win our next two games, you know, it's a very big if, but then we're going to be well in touch with, you know, the spaces outside the relegation zone. So, and if kind of within that time, obviously we're looking at tomorrow and then the 3rd of February for the next game against Barnet. If we can get players in by that point, I don't know if it can happen that fast. We don't know. But it would be interesting to see. And obviously, we kind of need some support in quite a few areas of the pitch that we know. But again, speed is the order of the day, really, if we're going to kind of keep in this league. And but at the end of the day, I suppose it's not irrelevant. But at the end of the day, the club's been saved now. So it's you know, if we go down, we go down. We don't want to go down. However, we know there will be a club next season, and I can imagine we'll be relatively competitive next season, given the amount of investment that Hilton has provided for Ilkeston in the past. So, you know, it's been a weird one. It's come out of absolutely nowhere. We don't know that much about him, and that's either good or bad. As you said, Matt, he's kind of had some good reviews from Ilkeston fans and kind of come in there and kind of saved their club and invested in it, which is exactly what we need at this point in time. I realise that obviously Ilkeston are a few rungs on the ladder below ourselves, but at the end of the day, we require the same kind of life support treatment, don't we? So we'll have to see how we get on. But obviously, you know, fantastic news. Swan has sort of finally gone in his entirety from the club, and I'm sure they'll be scrubbing him off the walls and off the car park as soon as they can. But you know, we'll see how we get on, and it'll be interesting to see how it develops and when we get some more information about the deal.
Yeah, well, as you say, we don't know loads about him, but it's what you say there, Matt, isn't it? You know, this time last week, even this time at the start of the week, it was looking quite likely that we wouldn't even have a club next season. So, you know, the very fact that we do is massive, isn't it? I think maybe I'll just read the statement out before we go on to chatting about the team and the players and things like that. Because I think, as you say, we don't have loads of information, but I think it does hint at a few things in here, doesn't it? It says David Hilton has been appointed as the new chairman and owner of Scunthorpe United Football Club with immediate effect, formerly the chairman of Ilkeston Town. He replaces outgoing owner Peter Swan, who had a 10-year period at the helm of the Iron. Mr. Hilton said, "I'm pleased to say the takeover has now been completed and the deal includes the football club, stadium and surrounding land. The first job I've got to do over the next 48 hours is settle the winding up petition with the HMRC, which will help us get out of the transfer embargo we're under so we can bring in some bodies and strengthen the squad. Any remaining debts will be eradicated in due course, and we'll be looking to put the football club on a sustainable model as quickly as possible while remaining competitive in whatever division we're in. I can also add, if there is to be any development in and around Glanford Park, it will be purely for the benefit of the football club and to help it move forward, not for personal gain. It's all been done very quickly, so there's a lot I need to digest, but I fully intend to interact with supporters. I just need a little bit of time for the dust to settle so I can understand the business fully. I would like to thank everybody for the support that's been shown to me since the news started to come out, and I'm proud to be your chairman and will give my all to help this club get back to where it belongs. So yeah, there's a few things in there. As you mentioned at the start, Matt, includes the club, stadium and the land. I think maybe let's just focus on this bit about development, you know, and it's purely for the benefit of the football club. I think that's a very, very key line in there, isn't it? And I think, you know, one that certainly will ease a lot of doubts that people have.
Yeah, I think we do need some more information on that, and I'm sure it will be forthcoming in time. You know, it appears that he has done some property development from what we can gather. However, you know, we're not sure, you know, what he's got planned for the club, but given that he's taken the whole site, suggests that there may be something planned. Obviously, I think Simon and Ian were looking at various parts of the site and not the full site. So yeah, we'll see on that one. But I think, yeah, that should kind of, just kind of, as you say, it's promising, isn't it, that if any development is done, that the money's going to go back into the club. You know, I think we'd heard that previously from Peter Swan at some stage as well. So, you know, I just don't think he was ever going to deliver on that part of the plan, really, particularly with the other things that he had going on, the hotel and things like that. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's I think that should, you know, people that are doubting it might just be feel a little bit more comfortable about it given that. But I do think we need some more information.
He also mentions that winding up petition and obviously getting that settled, which will hopefully get us out of that embargo and bringing in the players. Maybe let's switch the players slightly, because obviously we know it's been a struggle this season. And it's been about, you know, I guess individuals stepping up when required. We had Nuttall to a certain extent do that. I think Lavery definitely did that. You know, there was that hat-trick quite recently, wasn't there? Really good. And Matt, as you said in the game the other night on TV, you know, Wilson, he stepped up again. The squad needs improvement without doubt, but we are starting to see bit of improvement in the play, bit of improvement with players taking their chances. And I think you have to say that's down to Nelson, really, don't you? Because, I mean, I know he's been here when Dawes was here, but the team from when Dawes was in charge to now Nelson's in charge, it's night and day. I know we've not quite had all the results, but I mean, we're starting to get there with that. But to see what Nelson's done with this team with nothing, you know, if we can get out of that petition and if we can be allowed to bring in some players, I do wonder, you know, what might he be able to do with us?
Yeah, I think that as you said, we've seen a big difference kind of between the performances and I guess the results to some extent from Dawes to Nelson. And I think that, you know, it, obviously both managers have not had an easy time, that obviously restricted on any kind of investment and stuff like that. And the squad, certainly the minute for Nelson is essentially down to its bare bones. And you know, we don't really have a striker to speak of apart from Carver, and obviously he's injured, isn't he? And it's you know, he's how good he is sort of still open to debate, really. So you know, we need immediate reinforcements, and you would think that, I mean, we don't know the intentions of the new owner, if he intends to come in and replace the management team immediately. We don't know if that's the case or not. And I'm obviously sure he'll have his own ideas, and he'll probably have thought about this despite the speed that he's kind of come in. And, you know, so we really don't know. But it's, I can't imagine he will come in now and change things immediately in terms of the management team. So that gives Nelson a chance in the next two home games, which are sort of on paper very winnable. And if we can get a couple of good results from that, then obviously he's going to put his case forward to remain in his job. Obviously, is it currently the interim manager? Obviously, that if that means that he'll be kind of given the role on a more permanent basis, we'll have to see. But I don't know, really. We don't know. It's so kind of up in the air at the minute. But normally you expect a new man to come in and appoint his own management team. That's normally how it happens, not always happen, but it's very, very common. So we don't know at the minute. And my opinions on Nelson are kind of mixed, really. I'm not sort of against him. I'm not massively for him. I see that he's obviously done a good job with very, very limited budget and kind of his hands tied behind his back. So fair play to him, credit to him. And we have improved recently. We've finally got an away win, obviously the first one in, what, 395 days, I think. So, you know, he obviously needs to be commended for that. But really, at the minute, the kind of the malaise is now lifted. You know, the Swan disease has been removed from the club. So we know that that's been a factor in performances. Not only the management teams that we've seen over the past couple of years, but also the players as well, because we've had so many changes in the playing staff and they've never seemed to be able to really perform whatever level that is. And kind of at the start of the season on paper, you would think that the squad we have would be able to kind of get a lot more points on the board than it already has, but obviously that's not happened. So that atmosphere is now changed. And the kind of sort of stigma around not being able to win an away game is immediately changed as well. So these are two massive, massive things that are really going to help the management team and the playing staff. They're going to help them be able to perform better. They're going to get a bit of confidence. They're going to realise now that their jobs are secure. They're not going to be, you know, paying a visit to the Dole office in the next week because they're not being paid. So that's not there anymore. That's all secure. So it gives them the kind of the basis, the foundation to produce performances that can bring points in to hopefully keep us safe this season. So that these things are really important and we need to kind of keep them in mind, really. And that's kind of why I think the next two games at home with a different atmosphere around the club, without kind of the you know, the ongoing kind of Swan issue that's sort of been lingering over everything for a while, that's completely gone now. So it will be interesting to see how we perform, what the atmosphere is like at Glanford Park over the next two games. And again, if we win them both, then Nelson puts a case forward for himself, doesn't he, really? And again, if we get 6 points in the next two games, we're no longer sort of in the mire. There's a realistic chance that we could stay up and then new players come in. So it's a really, really crucial time.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I'm not agreed with everything he's done. However, I do think we'd be mad at the moment to change the manager. I think if you look at the games we've had since, obviously, Notts County game doesn't really count, but, you know, he wasn't in charge for too long prior to that. But you look at the others, obviously we've got the draw at Yeovil. I think we should have probably won that game. Maidenhead, obviously we won that one at home. Won at Halifax the other night. You look at the other games, the Woking one I was a little bit disappointed with because I thought, you know, they were, although they're up there, well organised. It's a game that you'd hope we could get something from. But the others, obviously Chesterfield, and Wrexham, and, well, Chesterfield twice, Wrexham, and the Notts County game, if you want to count that one.
Chesterfield, though, I mean, Boxing, I know there was 4-1 away, wasn't it? But Boxing Day, we were unlucky, I think. I think we could have done more there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you look at those, we didn't do too badly away from home until sort of, you know, the last few minutes and we kind of went to pieces. But you look at the games that we'd expect to get something from, and it's actually, if you look at Yeovil, Maidenhead and Halifax, you know, he's got 7 out of 9 in those three games. So, you know, I think he's handled himself really well, you know, through this whole process. And it's been getting harder for him every week, really. If you look at what's happened off the pitch, you know, he's been losing the best players, let's be honest. Apter, I think, went off the boil a little bit, but, you know, he was, at the end of the day, he was scoring a few goals, he was creating, not as much towards the end of the loan spell, but he was, you know, one of the better players.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know, Nuttall, Scarney, that's your main goals, and then obviously Lever as well in this sort of past week. So you know, he's lost some key players, but he kind of seems to have a style formation, you know, a way of playing that suits what we've got, and I think I quite like that about him. And I think he said that himself actually, that you know, it might not be the way he wants to play, but it's the way that he's going to get the best out of the players. And I think that's, he's kind of adapting to what he's got, which is nice to see, because the amount of times we've sat here over the past sort of 4 or 5 years and said, you know, they've been so stubborn that they're not kind of, they're playing the way they want, but it doesn't suit the players. And, you know, that was some of the managers who fans regard as some of the best we've had. Alexander, for example, I think at times was very stubborn. So I do like that, and I think he has got them playing. And you've got to remember as well, that team is full of young lads, very inexperienced. He's got them looking quite good. You know, it's not great. You know, it's still a lot of work to do. But I think with the squad he's got, he's doing a great job. And I think at this moment in time, I think we'd be better extending, kind of giving him the job at least till the end of the season and seeing what he can do. Because I think at the moment, there seems to be a good team spirit. Defensively, we're looking better. I think, obviously, Taft and Boyce have been looking a bit dodgy. But last few games, they seem to be tightened up a little bit and seem to be looking a bit better. And I think just overall performances have improved massively. So, yeah, I think he deserves a lot of credit, and the way he's kind of handled himself off the pitch as well. You know, I think he's been really the only one answering any questions, only one that's kind of put himself forward. I know he has to anyway for your pre-match and things like that, but at the end of the day, he's been trying to keep fans up to date on what's going on off the pitch as well. And I don't think that really is his job to do. And I think he's done that really well. And I think his response to obviously the protest last week, I think that was kind of a well thought out approach. And yeah, I think I can't really knock him for what he's done so far. And I just hope he gets a bit of backing now to bring a few players in, because we do need it. I mean, we're massively short compared to where we were even at the start of the season. The amount of players that, I think, is it five that's gone out in the past sort of 4 to 6 weeks? And we already had quite a small squad. So, you know, he's working with his hands tied behind his back, and he's getting some decent results against the teams that we'd hope to get results against. So, yeah, I think for me, I do really hope he gets it at least till the end of the season, you know, and a little bit of support and just see what he can do.
Yeah, I completely agree with how Nelson sort of handled himself with this whole situation. Completely agree with that. That's obviously something that Hilton's going to be considering, you know, the manager, where he goes with that. And we've had a lot of comments in about Nelson, certainly. Another thing is about the board, you know, who's going to make up his board? Who's he going to bring in? And specifically, where does it leave Lee Turnbull? So obviously, you mentioned there, Nelson's fielding these questions about the protests, everything like that, does it really well. This is what you'd expect to come from Turnbull, really, wouldn't you? Now, obviously, he puts that statement out, condemning it, of course, which I understand he's in a difficult position there. You know, you can't condone it. He's probably under instruction from police as well to put that out, you know, otherwise it leads to more fines, etc., etc. I understand that. But the tone of it, the way it was received, you know, it's not gone down well, has it? Where do you think this whole situation leaves Turnbull?
In my opinion, is that statement was an absolute disgrace from a man who's supposed to be Scunthorpe United through and through. He clearly didn't think that statement through at all, did he, really? And really, no statement at all would have been better. Or as you said, Brad, if he was kind of pushed to make that statement, something that was a lot more diplomatic and kind of understanding to the situation, because at the end of the day, the protest, as we've seen across the country at the moment, you know, with striking and things like that, and the disputes with the government, is people's last resort in a democracy to make their point in a legitimate way. And that's what the fans have been doing. Not everybody agrees with it. That's absolutely fine. But at the end of the day, they've been doing something to try and bring the awareness of the plight of the club, make a stand, sort of make it known that we don't want this club to die. And they've done that. And I think that the statement from Turnbull was unfortunately badly timed, badly worded, badly thought through, and as I said, in my opinion, an absolute disgrace. I think he should really take some notes from the way Nelson has managed it, that situation, because in the absence of sort of an adult head at the top of the tree, which we're expecting from the COO, Nelson's kind of filled that void a little bit, and he's been a lot more open with the press, and he's been a lot more communicative, if you like. That's good from him, you know.
Yeah, is it that? Because I'm sorry, mate. I'm just saying, is it that? Because did that statement seem worse because we hadn't seen anything from him for ages? You know, we had all this stuff with Simon and Ian in the background, you know, going on. There's rumours, there's the HMRC notice. None of it's addressed, is it? You know, we don't get anything out of the club about that. And then this statement comes out.
I think you're right. I think that exacerbates it, but I understand. To give balance to this, that Lee, was experiencing a family bereavement, which is obviously, you know, very, very sad. And our thoughts, were with him at that time. And I think that, you know, that doesn't impact on that statement, though, does it? I mean, it wasn't thought through. And yes, that kind of exacerbates it in terms of the fact that we'd heard nothing for a while and there was absolute radio silence. And that's not good at all. But I just thought it was just really, really, really poor and really kind of annoyed a lot of people. And I don't know why it annoyed me so much, but it did. And I just thought that this was, very, very, very poor from Turnbull. I'm just going to continue to have a go at the guy, but I'm sure you'll temper my argument a little bit, Matt.
I think I agree. The tone of the statement, I think he could have thought about it a little bit better. I do agree that he had to put something out. You know, he had to put something out because the club were at risk of fine, or, you know, we probably still will get a fine. But there were certain sanctions that could be applied in this situation. At that stage, I don't think the majority of fans were that bothered by, you know, the sanctions, because it was looking increasingly likely that the club could go out of business. I don't think any kind of fine or points deduction really was going to kind of put the fans off going onto the pitch. However, you know, Lee had to come out and say that. And I understand that, and I completely agree with that. But I think it was the bit about the police and knocking on doors and things like that that was probably a little bit over the top. I think it's important to remember, and you know, I've not agreed with everything Lee's come out with. I do think he's been very quiet for the past few months on various things. And I do think that really Nelson was answering questions that should have been put to Lee at times. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why fans have kind of turned on him a little bit, because he did go missing for a while. And then, you know, as Brad says, he comes out with that statement. However, I do think he's been working hard behind the scenes on various other things. You know, for example, he's been on at the National League. I know that for a fact, on at the National League, about can we bring players in? You know, if players go, can we kind of do something? And I think, obviously, eventually they've agreed to look at it on a case-by-case basis. Obviously, we've not brought any players in, but you know, he was on at the National League and he was trying to make things happen behind the scenes, which obviously people don't see on a day-to-day basis. And I'm sure, you know, people are saying he's Swan's puppet and things like that. At the end of the day, there were NDAs in place. He, he was employed by Swan. And I don't think anyone can expect he was going to come out and say anything against that. You know, he's not going to come out and start slagging Swan in public. He'd lose his job, and you know, secondly, if he revealed anything that was private and under NDAs, then he's, you know, technically could be subject to legal action. So I don't think he was going to do that. I do think the way that statement was worded, you know, he could have said, "I understand the frustrations, this and that." I think it was very kind of aggressive in its tone. And, you know, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes. We don't know how many arguments Lee's had with Swan. You know, I'm sure he has, and I'm sure that goes for Neil as well. You know, obviously Neil's been getting a hell of a lot of stick on social media over the whole situation. He obviously stepped down when he felt it was appropriate to do so, and you know, he wasn't getting the answers he wanted from the board. But, you know, Neil's been in that boardroom, and I'm sure he's challenged things. But we don't see that. You know, we only see what goes on social media and things like that. And, you know, we're not kind of privy to what's happening behind the scenes. And I think, you know, it's probably important to remember that with Turnbull, because I think he is doing, or has been doing a lot of work with, again, in a very difficult situation. You know, he's not going to get any thanks for it. However, he did know that when he was coming back that it was going to be a tricky kind of situation. So I think it all depends on Hardy, not Hardy, Hilton at the end of the day, sorry.
Ooh, that was a cock-up.
Yeah.
it all depends on, you know, Hilton, what he wants to do, whether he wants to bring his own man in to oversee the running of the football club, whether Turnbull, you know, wants to do that moving forward, because let's be honest, it's not his, you know, role, is it? He's a head scout. He's head of recruitment, and he's very good at that. We've seen that in the past. We've had proof of that. So whether he goes back to a role like that, you know, potentially, who knows? I think it will become clear in the next few weeks. But I do think he probably does need to issue a statement of some kind of an apology, perhaps, to the fans, or just something, just to explain.
Yeah,
you know,
with that.
What's kind of what his thinking was behind that, and I think
to give it a bit more context, you mean, I think we need to see a bit of contrition and maybe, as you said, a bit more information around that, Matt, to be honest. But it'd be interesting to see if we get that.
I think
just
so.
Yeah, just to cut you off just for a second, I just wanted to say that surely the statement really should have said something like Scunthorpe United would like to remind supporters that entering the field of play during a game is a criminal offence, and that was all they had to say. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that was the statement that needed to come out if that was a legal requirement, and unfortunately we got the other stuff from Turnbull. But anyway, you know, continue. Yeah.
No, you know, I think that's spot on. I think that's all they needed to do. I don't think it even had to come from Lee himself. I think it could have come from the club in general. But you know, it's happened, and unfortunately, I think we're in a situation where, along with Neil, you know, fans are not going to forget that. And you know, I saw Turnbull on the pitch the other night. Not sure whether that was the best thing to do. I think he wanted to show, you know, he's in it with the players and the staff, and everyone's in it together, and I appreciate that. However, you know, a week after that statement, to come on the pitch celebrating with the fans, I think he probably rubbed a few people up the wrong way, and I think he did get a bit of stick as well.
The brass neck.
on the night for that. So, yeah, we'll see. But I think, first of all, you know, I'd like to see him issue some kind of statement. And we may see it before the weekend's game, you know, just to explain it a little bit.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. I mean, obviously, another thing is Hilton. He's not got any sort of long-standing connections to the club, has he? You know, he's completely an outsider coming in. So you might just want somebody with that history that you know, that knows the club, knows how it works. As you say, Matt, if he's been involved with the league, you know, it might just be a bit of support. But equally, he might have his own team, and probably will have his own team that he wants to bring in. So, as I say, I think it's all a lot of this weights on Hilton, doesn't it? And I'll say one thing for Swan is that, you know, he came on here a lot, didn't he? You know, 6-7 times, I think, probably more. And you might not have agreed with or liked what he said, but, you know, he did come on. And I think you get a lot of chairmen that do radio interviews and, you know, you hear from them that way. But I don't think you get many that come on like fan podcasts and, you know, for an hour or so at a time. And I do think we did get a bit of information that way. And I hope that relationship will continue with the new chairman. You know, I would very much like to speak to Hilton and bring him on here and, you know, offer him a forum to, you know, explain what he'd like to do with the club and, you know, get to know him and have him chat to the fans. But overall, I think, you know, the club is definitely in a lot better position than it was a couple of days ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Mr. Hilton please feel free to come on. I'm sure we'd love to have you on the podcast. If you listen to this, I'm sure you are, as part of your research to into the club and you know, kind of the big influences around that. Obviously, the podcast is included in that. And
you do really, say so yourself.
Oh, of course, you know. I just want to add, though, really, just kind of on a positive note, because I realise that I kind of, you know, maybe put a little bit of a downer on the proceedings just with my comments about Turnbull. But I just think that, look, the club's been taken over. The club will survive. The club lives on. And I think that that means so, so much to so many people. It means a lot to me. It means that the club is going to be there. So when my daughter is a little bit older, I can take her to games. And that will be the same for a lot of Scunthorpe United fans. And they'll be able to continue supporting the club, being part of that community, and hopefully be able to see, you know, more positive things come in the future. But at the end of the day, the club lives on, and we didn't think that was going to happen in the past few weeks. And so we're in a really good place in relation to where we have been. So I think it's you know, it's let's give the new owner, you know, the support and patience and time, and the same with Nelson and the players now that they need, and let's look forward to having a club for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I'd echo that. You know, I think it's time to kind of draw a line under it all. You know, I know there were a few chants about Swan the other night. I've seen a few tweets, even sort of up to sort of last night. But I think at the end of the day now, he's gone. You know, everyone has got what they wanted. I think it was right for everyone. I think it was right for Swan. I think he'll be relieved. You know, I've spoken to him briefly. You know, I think he'll be relieved to kind of be able to move the club on. And, you know, in that sense, I think everyone's happy. So, you know, I think now moving forward, obviously Hilton's going to have his own ideas. As you say, he's probably going to bring his own team in. I think there's definitely going to be some shake-up, I would imagine, in terms of the staff. But at the end of the day, you know, everyone's kind of... the aim was for Swan to go. You know, that's happened now. And I think for me, we've got to kind of look to the future. We've got to draw a line under what's happened. And, you know, you look at Turnbull in that as well. You know, if Turnbull stays at the club in some capacity, you know, I've not got a problem with that. I just think, you know, it's time to kind of, for a fresh start. And, you know, hopefully Hilton will give us that. You know, one thing it has shown over the past couple of months is sort of the togetherness of the fan base. You know, I don't think not everyone will agree with people going on the pitch protesting. And, you know, some people will, some people won't. However, I think everyone has come together when it mattered most, really, and it was good to see. But I think, you know, there's a lot of fans been staying away, saying Swan was the reason. You know, that reason's gone now. So hopefully, you know, at the games coming up, got a few home games. You know, everyone can kind of get behind the new ownership and manager and players, and hopefully some of those stayaways come back, and yeah, hopefully everything's looking a bit more promising than it was, and you know, hopefully we can start to move forward, and there's a bit of stability there now. I don't think anyone's expecting you know, anything kind of to happen quickly in terms of things turning round on and off the field. However, you know, we've got something to kind of look forward to now, hopefully. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. But I think looking forward to seeing kind of Hilton's plans. I'm sure they'll be forthcoming in the next couple of weeks. I think we've just got to be a little bit patient with that, given there's so much to sort out already in terms of, you know, being able to bring players in and strengthen the squad, that ultimately, you know, that needs to be priority at the moment to give the club the best chance of survival this season. And, you know, yeah, just looking forward to seeing, moving forward, what his plans are and how he's going to take us forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think let's leave it there. So brand new era, you know, new start, and very much looking forward to continuing to cover that. And I think let's just end with the fact that Scunthorpe United still exists. And that is a fantastic thing. Thank you for listening to this. We'll see you on the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.